Good morning. Just say a little prayer before we start. Father God, the songs that we've been singing this morning reflects who you are, all about your creation, your vastness and your immensity. And I pray that the words that I speak this morning will have some kind of impact. Thank you, Father. Amen. So, we've been looking at the Nicene Creed. And we remind ourselves of its long tradition, as Tom reminds us that it's been 1700 years that people have been saying this continuously throughout nations and all over the place. So we remind ourselves of its long tradition, spoken by Christians all around the world, throughout the ages, faithfully recited, believed, and trusted the community of God. Last Sunday, we heard eloquently from David describe the enormity of the Father, the Almighty, put into perspective. I will focus on the character and nature of the Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. Our world and the entire universe were made by God. Scripture points us to that truth in Genesis 1:1. We are told, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. I will be concentrating on the wealth of this truth, the concept of the universe, its vastness, and the position of humanity. As Gabby read in Psalm 8, we are told that the Maker of the universe is mindful of us. David, the psalmist, is dutiful, remembering to praise the Lord, our Lord, over and above everything else. Contrasting the glory and the majesty of his works, having made humanity a bit lower than the heavenly beings, but still crowned with glory and honour. Ruler over the works of your hand, you put everything under their feet. Psalm 8 is the first of the nature psalms, which celebrate our beautiful world. Psalm 19 begins with the heavens declare the glory of God. The natural rotation of the earth is without explanation. Psalm 29, brief introduction to the voice of the Lord, bringing about order. While Psalm 104 details the natural order and how the Lord provides for animals utilizing all its resources. Psalm 104, verse 3, he makes the cloud his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind, an illustration that God is constantly ensuring our safety and aware of both our needs and the needs of animals here on earth. Finally, in Psalm 148, we are taught to praise the Lord for all that we have because he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. His name is to be exalted. No science can fully explain our world. The seasons and the sun know their course. And natural science is able to explain that motion with a degree of accuracy because, as you all know, the natural sciences are fixed. Only this week, the Rubin Observatory in Venezuela has a new telescope called Legacy Survey of Space and Time. The telescope is enabling scientists to study how objects change over time and give them a greater understanding of dark matter, dark energy, and the formation of the Milky Way. Fascinating stuff. Great for accuracy and confirmation, but we can be satisfied that the findings further reiterate how great is our God. The pictures are said to be like a film and quite spectacular. What a joy that the beauty can be shared. We can dip in and observe that beauty as it has now been made visible to us. Humanity has the privilege of witnessing God's glory every day. We must remain mindful. I can remember Joy Pfeiffer, whose children I went to school with, campaigning, listening and fighting to save Moseley Bog from teams of developers. She tirelessly recorded all the plants that were unique to the bog. Joy went to great lengths to preserve a legacy, Moseley's bit of nature, and managed to succeed. Generations have now have the pleasure to see what Joy's seen. The beauty of this earth I can remember when I was snorkeling once in the Red Sea with my daughter and being totally blown away by the array of colour displayed by the shoals of fish I witnessed. Every efflorescent colour was on display, and I can remember commenting how beautiful, how wonderful our God is, for the fish are so beautiful. We are told that living close to nature can boost our mental well-being. Let's embrace what we have and respect it more. I know that at times the city and the streets may appear unattractive, but there are snippets of green all around us. It is important that we take time out to witness it. In our gospel reading, Mike said we are reminded, for God so loved the world, that the entire world filled with humanity and the natural order of Psalm 104:9, you set a boundary for the waters flowing on the earth. They cannot cross, never again. Never again will they cover the earth. The covenant made when Noah flooded this earth was a promise, and it will never happen again. The earth is our treasure to be seen and enjoyed. It is a gift from God, the maker of all that we see and breathe. When we are told not to worry in Matthew 6:25 to 31, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Reference to the lilies and the birds are all catered for, and so are we. So if there is one thing we can take from the Nicene Creed as a truth, is the marvellous wonder of creation, and our vast universe has been made for us to enjoy entirely, and our position, our dominion over it, is a gift from the Almighty to be treasured. Amen.